The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-0 in conference and 3-1 overall. Penn State hosts Army at noon Eastern time on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Yeah, excited about the opportunity to play Army this week. And Coach Munkin got a sold-out crowd of over 107,000 for the game. We're honoring our service members and the academies. Our fans and alumni have donated over 10,000 tickets to service members from our region. So it's really special and really cool. It's going to be a great day. Another opportunity for us to get out there on the field and get better, trying to defend a triple option, which is always challenging and difficult, and then just continuing to grow as a program. We've got 3 wins in a row. Important for us to find a way to be 1-0 this week and take the next step as a program. So our guys are fired up. We had a great practice on Sunday. Look forward to have a great practice today.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Gordon Jones with Philadelphia Daily News.
James, I was wondering if you were among those who made the trip to Michigan on Sunday for the service for Anthony's dad, and if so, what you recall about that, what moved you about it?
Yeah, I was part of the trip, but you know, again, I'm not going to get into the specifics. That's a personal matter with Anthony and his family, and I want to be very respectful of those things. But yeah, myself and Sean Spencer, the D-line coach, as well as some other guys on the team, we went to support Anthony and his family.
On another tack, wondering a month into the season, what do you know about your team that you didn't know a month ago?
Well, I think, you know, the fact that we're playing 18 freshmen, and we've had a number of injuries and guys having to step up. So we're starting to build some of the depth that we need to compete at the level that we want to compete at. And we've faced some adversity and are battling through it. So, you know, I've been pleased with that, we're one of the younger teams in the country, and you know, to have played 18 freshmen, I guess based on our situation that we've been through the last couple of years, it's something that we, I guess, somewhat have expected. But some of the injuries and things like that have been challenging. So I think our guys have handled the adversity well, and I'm proud of them. And we just got to continue to get better each week.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, James, kind of philosophical question here. What are you comfortable giving out to the public and media in terms of injuries, and what are you not comfortable with?
Yeah, I don't really give out a whole lot. You know, if a guy maybe has got a season-ending injury, then I'll probably release that. But without, you know, but besides that, I probably wouldn't release it. And then the other challenging thing, too, is, you know, you release your depth charts on Monday and your press conference on Monday or Tuesday, and at that point, you don't really know for sure who's going to be able to go on Saturday. You got some guys with some issues and things like that, but you know, they still have a week to recover. You know, they still have a week to recover to kind of bounce back from those things. So it makes it difficult, but I don't release a whole lot of that information. I think that's personal information to the young man and his family and our football program.
So it's more because of the personal info nature of it as opposed to having a strategic edge?
I think it's a combination of all those things. It's a combination of a lot of times you don't have the information to even announce because, you know, you're still waiting for MRIs or x-rays, or you're still waiting to see how the guy's going to recover. A guy not feeling good on Sunday or Monday and not sure if he's going to be able to play is completely different than a guy Friday morning or Saturday morning of the game. You know, you don't have all that information. And then there's also the competitive aspect of it as well. I know for myself, I want to know if a guy's playing or not as early as I possibly can, because that may affect, you know, how we game plan or how we, you know, plan to defend those guys. So I think it's a combination of all those things.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Frank Bodani with York Daily Record.
Hi, James. I wanted to ask about Saeed Black now. Can you, what stands out the most to you about him on the field but also off the field?
You know, he's an awesome kid from an awesome family. Got a very close relationship with his mom, you know, and his family. You know, his kid has worked really, really hard. He's a guy that's kind of a freak in the weight room and with testing numbers. I mean, a 400-pound bench press guy. Beautiful smile, you know, big, long, athletic guy, and, you know, comes to work every single day. He's doing unbelievably well in school. He's got, like, over a 3.5 GPA. He's just doing great in every aspect. So for him to go out there and have an opportunity to make some plays on Saturday was great to see. You know, I want him to continue to build on that. I think he's got a very, very bright future, but it's, you know, it's opportunities and it's experience and it's confidence that, you know, needs to continue to grow. You know, he's still a true sophomore, played as a true freshman last year. But it was exciting to watch him go out and make some big plays on Saturday.
It's a crowded position you have. How does he stand out, or how is he a little different than your other guys there?
Well, right now, I think that's kind of what's happening. We got a group of five or six guys that we like or are excited about and, you know, need some guys to step up and make some big plays for us, and probably even more so than that, just be consistent. And, you know, you're right. It's a good group, but we need some guys to, you know, take control of the position and stand up and say, you know, I'm the man, get me the ball. And, you know, and hopefully that spreads to others.
Thanks.
To exit question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on this a little bit in your opening, but with it being Military Appreciation Day on Saturday, can you just talk a little bit more about what you expect the environment to be like, the atmosphere to be like inside that stadium?
Well, I think the fact it's going to be sold out, you know, 107,000, second largest stadium in college football, I think, you know, and, you know, this is a very proud, you know, community that, you know, really spends a lot of time focused on history and traditions, and I think those things align well with our military, and you know, we kind of have a community that is very respectful of things like that. So, you know, we talk about it all the time, you know, with our team just being so appreciative of the opportunities you have to be at a place like Penn State, how appreciative you should be, you know, to have the opportunity to be in this country, and the service members that you know, make sacrifices and commitments every single day to allow us to have the freedoms and the liberties that we do. So, you know, something that I want our players to know, it's something that I think is special that the Penn State community has taken time to show their support. Over 10,000 fans and alumni have donated tickets to service members that they could come to the game and be recognized.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, sir. You too.